You remember when Moses, when you heard the story of Moses, and he went to Mount Sinai, and he went up there, and he got the Ten Commandments from God, and he come down out of the mountain to share that good news with the people. What were they doing? They built a golden calf, and they were worshiping a golden calf. Moses got so disgusted, he threw them down, and they broke. Worship depends on what your mind's eye, what you think is important. You can worship gold like they were doing, or you can worship the Lord thy God, which is what we do and we try to do not only every week, but every day of your life. And we are called to persevere. In Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 19, I guess it is. This is what it says in the New Living Translation. And so, dear friends, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is a new life-giving way that Christ has opened up for us through the sacred curtain by means of his death for us. When Christ gave up the ghost on the cross, there was a curtain in the temple that only the priest could go into the Holy of Holies. When he gave up the ghost, there was an earthquake and that temple was ripped in two, giving us direct access to God. And verse 21. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's people, let us go right into the presence of God with the hearts fully trusting him. For our evil consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean. Our bodies have been washed with pure water. So without watering, let us hold tightly with hope we say that we have for God. God can be trusted to keep his promise. So think of ways encouraging one another to the outbursts of love and good deeds. And this is my text for this morning's message about worship. Let us not neglect meeting together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of his coming back is drawing near. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.